This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, hour number two coming at you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
TacticalHolsters.com, G-Code. When you get on that, yeah, I see that. When you go to TacticalHolsters.com, what that does, you're basically going to one place to get everything if that's what you want to do. They have the tactical nylon, the chest rigs, the belts, the holsters, the magazine carriers, everything. And that's what makes them special. TacticalHolsters.com. As is normally the case when you have as many plates in the air as we're trying to spin right now, haven't quite worked everything out yet, but we are joined by Massad Ayoub. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Good to be here.
Trying to get the guys from Polite Society Podcast. I want to get your impression, while I'm trying to get this up and happening, of the Army's decision on the SIG P320/M17.
Well, I can certainly understand why they made the choice they did. They called it the Modular Handgun System, MHS, and the SIG, quite simply, was, in the P330 format, the most modular. Very quick change of the grip sleeves from compact for, you know, a CID officer in plain clothes to full size for the soldier in uniform. They were very specific that they wanted an ambidextrous manual safety, and the P320 and the configuration they chose had that. Finally, the gun seems to have worked out very well in the 3 or 4 years that it's been out. It has made a lot of friends. We're seeing people winning matches with it. I'm seeing an increasing number of people showing up at my classes with it. And a number of law enforcement agencies have adopted it. And we simply are not seeing any widespread problems with the gun. It was a well-founded design. And I certainly would have no complaints with it. With good ammunition, it will get the job done.
I am told now that we are joined, and thank you for that. I just bought one of those myself, Mr. Ayoub, and I have been taking your advice, though, on the on the Smith & Wesson M&P. Thank you. M&P Shield, rather. Thank you very much for that. Join now.
Shield is a good little pistol.
Yes, it is. There's this podcast out there called the Polite Society Podcast, and tonight, I've never done this before, and if we've got all the plates working, this is great to have them all in the air. This is their 400th episode, and at this particular moment, I'm going to hand this particular control off to the people of Polite Society Podcast. There you are, peoples.
Well, I'm frantically trying to get other peoples from the show on. We've had a little bit of Skype issues, but this is Paul Lathrop, and we are slowly being joined by my co-hosts, Rob Morse, Gary Doherty is here, John Richardson, and Rachel Malone should all be online joining us now. Is everybody there?
Yes, I am.
Yes. This is such the place.
And Bill, thanks for having us on. And yeah, this is our 400th episode, and coming up in 2 days, will be the 5th year anniversary of our show. And we thought, what a wonderful way to have a little bit of fun and have kind of a special show, other than to join our good friend Bill Frady and be on his show and kind of do some of our show with it.
I'm perfectly good with that. We have Mr. Ayoub on the phone, and he is ready to go with you guys on the Polite Society podcast. I've already gotten my question answered. I'm just good to go. We got about 4 minutes left in this segment, so please proceed.
Well, hey, Mass, great to talk to you, man.
Likewise, brother. Haven't seen you since the Gun Rights Policy Conference.
Yeah, I wanted to get down to SHOT Show. I couldn't make it this year. I'm really hoping to do the NRA show in the spring, though.
I look forward to seeing you there.
You bet. Well, to get started, what I wanted to talk to you about, Mass, was competition and practice. And if one is more important than the other, or if they're both equally important, or I guess
when are they important?
Right.
What? How good of a student? How competent do you have to be before you go, you need to up your game?
Well, you have to be more competent than the bad guy. Unfortunately, you don't know who he is yet, so that means you've got to be as competent as you can possibly be before the fight happens. If the fight never happens, it doesn't mean the time was wasted. It means that you learned to excel at a particular skill that was important to you, and, you know, basically your time had value. You'll need practice before the competition. Walking in cold is kind of like, you know, learning how to swim by somebody throws you off the boat and sees if you can make it to shore. But look at competition as the testing phase. There's the learning phase where someone says, look, don't waste your time reinventing the wheel. Here's what decades or even centuries have shown us is the best way to run this type of firearm. That's going to give you a real fast track. Once you've got that, don't let it rot. People talk about shooting being a perishable skill. I don't think that's the right word. The skill doesn't die, but it's very corrosion prone. if you're away from the gun for a very long time, all of a sudden it's going to feel strange, and you're way back several steps in your learning curve and your skill curve. If you've got the skills down, you've learned what I need to do. Then you've gone out and said, okay, here's what I need to practice at and build the repetitions and make it as much as I can second nature. Now, the third stage, think of the competition as the testing stage. Learning anything is communication, and people tend to see communication as a two-step process, you know, send and receive. And those of us who teach know it's a three-step process, send, receive, and confirm receipt of message. That's why in a classroom you're going to have a final exam at the end. It's why in a good skill-building class you're going to have a qualification test at the end. Think of competition as your advanced qualification test. You're not out there with the average guy or gal who carries a gun, and if you're a cop, you're not there, you know, with the other guys from your squad that qualify every quarter and all that. Think of it as, okay, now I'm swimming with the big fish. I've got to see how my skills compare against the best in my club, the best in my department, or the best in this particular arena. My girlfriend and I, Gail Pepin, just got back from a Glock match this past Sunday. But they had 1,100 entries.
What?
And we were,
say again.
We were shooting 1,100 entries. And, Orlando, Florida. A very well-run match by Mike Ross and his crew at Central Florida Rifle and Pistol Club. And we had people in there like Brian Dover. If you're not familiar with GSSF, Glock Sports Shooting Foundation that runs these matches, Brian Dover is to GSSF what Jerry Michalak is to speed shooting with the revolver or pretty much any other gun in the world.
Mass, let me get you to hold right there. We're coming up on the break real quick. Polite Society podcast. This is part of the ongoing experiment of the simulcast, Mass. You please hold on. We'll be right back tonight. The Polite Society podcast, Lock and Load, Mass Ayoub. Oh, right here, one spot.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection, This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Joining me again from the for their 400th episode, the 400th episode of the Polite Society Podcast, is the cast and crew of the Polite Society Podcast with their guest, Masad Ayoub. And I think, Paul, just for the sake of, and I know my audience is, knows you and Rob, but how about letting doing a little roll call for the rest of the people of Polite Society?
Well, sure. Rachel Malone is a firearms instructor, a gun rights activist, and I would call her a supergirl out of superwoman, actually. She's not a girl. Out of Texas, she is one of the people that helped to bring open carry and is working hard to bring constitutional carry to Texas. John Richardson is the guy behind the blog No Lawyers, Only Guns and Money. He's out of North Carolina, and I would say is probably the very smartest guy on our show. And Gary Doherty is out of Illinois. He is a firearms trainer and has been recently been getting more involved in politics and is right in the belly of the beast in the Chicago area and has been doing some really cool work there.
Now, when we all get together at the NRA show, I'm going to get Masad to tell you about his article on Count Dante, the world's most dangerous man. And I leave this with you guys now.
That goes back 40-some years.
Well, Rachel, you wanted to come in with a question. We came back from break. I'll let you fire off.
Yes, I do have a question. So I recently became a Masad Ayoub Group staff instructor, and that's a credential I'm very proud of. And I'll be teaching my first MAG 20 range course in a couple of weeks. So, Masad, I was wondering, what advice do you have for me?
Make sure you've got lots of range safety officers. Make sure you've got from your notes from the instructor class not just what we teach, but why we teach it. We're doing adult education. We're not military or the police academy. We can't go in there and say we do it because it's the doctrine. You're going to see a lot of middle fingers go up, and if they don't go up physically, they'll go up mentally. When you're dealing with grown-ups, you got to tell them, look, here's why we teach it this particular way. We're aware of this other technique that you might like. Here are its strengths, but here are its weaknesses. Now, the technique we teach, here are its strengths, but it has weaknesses too, as every technique does, and here's what they are. So you, when you get out there, are going to have to adapt these techniques and see how they work with your particular body, your particular hand size and shape, your particular chosen firearm, and your particular needs. You might wind up telling them, you know what, given your physical skill set and everything that you're bringing right here, you might want to try this other gun and see if it fits you better and suits your needs better. But what none of us ever wants to do is to become the oracle who says, my gun is the one true way, and everyone else who teaches anything else, any other gun or any other technique, is an infidel, and therefore we must declare a fatwa against them. If you don't believe that's the way it is, you have not been on the gun-related internet lately.
We
have to tell them, look, what we're trying to do here is adapt your particular needs and your particular tools to your particular body shape and size, your particular habituation, and your particular physical abilities. That becomes particularly challenging when we deal with the physically challenged student, the student in the wheelchair, for example. The little old lady with osteoporosis and arthritis who needs a gun more than any of the rest of us probably do, but is probably not going to be best served with a Jeff Cooper commemorative 45 automatic. So essentially the key is keep your mind open and remember, as an instructor, you're not the oracle. You're the guide. You're the person who knows this particular road and this particular island they're going to drive on. And you're going to say, okay, here's the vehicle that you brought here, your body, your knowledge, your skill set, your firearm. And you know what? You came here with the Jeep Cherokee with four-wheel drive. And you might be able to get to the top of the mountain faster by taking this shortcut through the logging road in the woods. And you are the person. You came here in a 1967 vintage Volkswagen Bug. And you know what? For you, I think the best path is might take a little longer, but you'll go around the mountain on the paved road. And with your particular vehicle, that will get you where you're going sooner. And that's probably the best advice I can give an instructor teaching the broad variety of students who come to us.
That's fantastic advice. Thank you very much.
Gary, hey,
Gary, did you have a...
Yeah. Is there a benefit to competition above just firearms handling and familiarization?
There really is. And the key, and what we were getting to before the commercial, and it's the part where you test yourself. You know, people will tell you the competition isn't training. And if you look at the IDPA rulebook, International Defensive Pistol Association rulebook, they state quite clearly our mission is not training. Our mission is a sport. That said, the skill testing element becomes a part of the training. You're getting out there with the best in your area in a big match and the best in the country. You find out where you stand against the very best. You find out where you stand against the general population. And the big thing is you find out, can I run this gun under pressure? There's 20 people, 30 people, maybe at some of the events like the pin shoot that they're resurrecting this coming June in Michigan. There might be 200 people in the stands watching you. And it creates the effect of, this is it! And a whole lot of people choke with that and just go right in the tank. The more you've done that, the more shooting under pressure has become the norm. And if you think about it, shooting a pistol match is not a gunfight. We all agree on that. What everybody misses, Gary, is the reverse corollary. The gunfight absolutely is a shooting match. And if all other things are equal, do you think the person who's got the most time, the most experience running a gun under pressure might have a significant advantage? And when you look at the people absolutely. Over the years who shot competition and been in gunfights, my God, you go back to the 19th century, Wyatt Earp shot the informal matches in the cow towns. And that man wound up probably killing right around 10 people, most of them in face-to-face gunfights, and never stopped a bullet in his own flesh.
Let me get you to hold right there. We're coming up on the break again. This is good stuff. We'll be right back. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carry weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring?
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the longness? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Welcome back, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Okay, I don't know exactly what we got going on with all of this stuff. But anyway, hey, this is the 400th episode of the Polite Society Podcast. On the one side, and I mean, my board operator tonight has outdone himself because he got a lot of plates in the air. On the one side, I've got the Polite Society Podcast, which is an ensemble cast. On the other side, I've got Masada Yub. I'm sitting right here in the middle. I'm going to let everybody besides me start talking again. Folks, please have at it.
Ness, to continue on about the pressure of competition in gunfights, you know, most of us hope never actually to be in a gunfight. That said, should we seek out instructors who actually have been in a gunfight? Is there a benefit to that?
It's certainly useful. I don't think it's the core thing. One thing I've found, I've had the good fortune to never have had to be in a gunfight. Everybody I ever had to pull a gun on realized they were going to die, and they dropped their stuff, and that was the end of that. The guys I've talked to, great instructors like Jim Cirillo, and going back to that, a guy who was very kind to me in my young days, Colonel Charles Askins, who probably killed 26 men by his own count. What you saw in the writings and the teaching of each of those men They'd say, here's what I learned in my gunfights. But they would spend far more time on here's what other men have learned in theirs. None of them, none of the good ones at least, taught from, well, I did this and I did that and I'm the master gunfighter. And if you rub shoulders with me, you'll get combat killer cooties that will make you safe. What they all said was, here's what I learned from the others. And my experiences validated that. So is it an essential portion? No, not necessarily. Is it, you know, an icing on the cake? Yeah, I definitely think so. Certainly my teaching comes very heavily from the people I've been debriefing for decades on their gunfights, their shootings, and very importantly, the aftermath and what they went through after it was over. And that basically is what I pour into the funnel and put through the filter and distill to my students of here's what this collective experience tells us you're likely to face.
Well, if I could jump in, I believe we got Gail on the line too, don't we?
Hi, Paul.
Gail, first of all, everybody should introduce Gail Pepin. Gail is a competitive shooter in her own right, a champion shooter, and she is the producer, editor of her own podcast. And you have to forgive me, the Pro Arms podcast is the one that Gail is a producer and editor for. But Gail, I had a question for you, if I could.
Sure.
And that is you when you see competition. In competing with guys, and I'll be the first to admit, the next competition in the gun world I go to will be my first one. But in every competition I've been to where there's been guys around, there's a lot of chest thumping, and I'm God's gift to racing is what I've been familiar with. Is there a different feel when women compete? Have you seen that?
Yeah, this could be another whole show or two or hours.
That's what we asked.
Yeah, I see a big difference with women competitors amongst other women competitors. We're very, very supportive of each other. You know, we're not, the male competitors are putting each other down and talking trash, but the women competitors seem to be very, oh, you can do it, you did great, you know, awesome, great shot. You know, they're competing, but they're not putting each other down when they're competing. You know what I mean?
Sure.
And well, they do want to win, but that's one dynamic. The other dynamic is women competing against men, which is a totally different thing. Mass is smiling at me.
Okay, so describe that. Describe a woman, and I've got to believe that they're a minority. When they come to a shooting competition, what is it like when a woman competes against a man?
You know what? If you don't do real well and need a lot of help, the men are real supportive and, oh, here, I'll help you. And you did great, honey, and that. But as soon as you start to beat them, their tone changes. Not all of them. Some of them are really nice and really supportive and great people. Mass for one. But some of the other men, they don't like it if you win. They don't like it if you do well. And they will find little ways to put you down and put you in your place. It's awesome. I mean, because I see through it all the time, and I'm always pointing it out to Matt. Hey, so-and-so said, you know what, to me? And, you know, I don't want to mention any names or any specific things, so those guys might be listening. But, you know, things we would have beat her on X count, or I had a higher score in the last match than you. Always, I don't hear men treating other men like that.
Mm.
We had a class where I got a good score in the class. And the guys said, well, I did better in practice and went and got his practice target out of the trash to show me. So that's nice. Okay.
Gail?
Yeah.
It's got to be a guy-girl thing because I compete in little micro IDPA events. There might be a dozen guys with what? This is Rob.
Are you talking to Gary?
Rob.
Oh, Rob. Hi. Okay.
Hi. There's sort of an unwritten rule that unless you screwed up bigger than the guy you're criticizing, like, oh, I see you're imitating me tonight, if you don't have something positive to say, shut the heck up. And it sounds like guys really forgot that rule when they're talking to you. I mean, it's wow, that's egregious. Someone needs to take them out back and mix up their ammo.
Unwritten laws are not worth the paper they are not printed on.
There you go. There you go.
Kayla's too modest to mention, in the last 2 weeks, she competed in two Glock matches, Nevada and Florida. Came in high female in both of them in the amateur division. And beat, between the two matches, hundreds of men. So, just saying.
Congratulations, Gail.
Thanks.
We've got about a minute and a half to our next break, just less than that. If I could, I heard you mention IDPA. I've heard USPSA before. What's the difference between them, and are there other groups out there?
IDPA is the National Defense.
Lost you, Mass.
Okay. That's never happened that way. Although, we'll try to get them back. Did we lose them? We'll find out what's happened with them. I guess this sort of explains why every time I go to a class and I show up in my rented Testarossa with my white jacket and my Elvis gator, people start laughing at me. Nobody takes me serious when I show up that way, and I call everybody bozo, and all the women always outshoot me. I don't know. Now I understand. I get it all anyway. Polite Society Podcast, how would they find you normally?
Go to PoliteSocietyPodcast.com. Very easy to find us.
Very easy to find them. Very easy to find them. This if we're going to work on getting them back, and we will. It's one of these nights where we got all these plates spinning. This is pretty cool. I'm digging it. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No. ICOM Geeks on site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks on site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks on site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you as you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Indeed it is. Here we have all of these plates up happening right now. On my left, To one side is a Polite Society podcast, their 400th podcast episode. On the other side is Masada Yub and Gail Spinner, is that right?
Pepin,
I'm sorry. Very sorry about that. No prep on that, Moss. And they're having the, and real quick, because the conversation gets away with us, Masada, how can people find the stuff that you and Gail do?
That would be MasadaYoubGroup.com, MasadaYoubGroup group.com. We teach around the country, and if your listeners go to the website and take a look at what we have to offer, if they hover their cursor over a class that's near to them and suitable for their needs, as they hover the cursor over that class, the contacts will come up on their screen for the host of that class, and that's the person to contact to register, get directions, recommended hotels, etc.
Thank you, sir. With that, I hand it back to the Polite Society. Here you go, guys.
Well, if I could mention, we do have a class coming up in August in Sioux Falls, and you can email Susan at politicsandguns.com if you want information on that class. But Mass,
yeah, Paul and Susan put on a great class. Gary was there, Rachel was there, and it's one of our favorite stops in our tour now.
What I would like to do, Mass, if you don't mind, I'd like to, when we lost you, I was just getting into a question. You mentioned IDPA, and I've heard of USPSA, and there's some Glock matches around. What are the differences between some of the competitions, and in your opinion, are any of them better than others?
Okay. Well, what's better depends on your particular needs. The Glock match, you'll have the exact same course of fire with every gun at every match. You'll do it all from low ready. There'll be no speed reloads. They'll tell you how many rounds you have to solve the problem, and you put that number of rounds in your gun. USPSA, United States Practical Shooting Association, is basically run and gun. You'll be having to move between different cover points. They'll leave it up to you. When do you reload? Depends what division you're in, how many rounds you can have in the gun, what type of pistol you're using, etc. And it's great for developing high-speed shooting skill. IDPA, International Defensive Pistol Association, is kind of the concealed carry sport. Almost every stage will start with the gun concealed. It has to be a street gun, if you will. Might be a full-size 1911-45. If you compete in the bug category backup gun, that might be a snub-nosed 38 or a baby Glock. You'll have to draw from concealment. You'll have X number of rounds that you're allowed to have in the gun. If cover is available, you're required to shoot from there, and you'll get penalty points if you don't. And in essence, it's trying as much as possible to replicate what you'll need on the street when you're attacked. So each of them is a piece of the puzzle. Gail and I shoot all three. If there was only one I could take for skill testing purposes, it would probably be IDPA, simply because of the drawing from concealment element, the use of cover element, and the tactical elements. But each of them is a piece of the puzzle. Each of them gets you accustomed to running the gun reflexively. And what we were starting to say before the commercial, a couple of commercials ago, is the history of it is people who have done that, who have competed in competition under stress, when they have been subsequently in gunfights, tend to absolutely dominate them. And the reason is their ability to get the gun out, to get the shots on target, has become reflexive for them. They're not having to think, oh, my God, how do I clear the coat? How do I break the safety strap on the holster? How do I get the safety off? That's happening by itself, and it's freed their mind to make the truly critical decision, do I have to shoot this person or do I not?
Well, I just got one more question that I want to ask. I don't know about the others, but this coming spring, I plan on going to my very first competition ever. I've never yet shot one. I've been through many handgun training classes and will continue to do that, but never competed before. What should I, is there anything I should be preparing for? Is there anything that you would recommend to somebody that would be going to their first competition?
Sure. First, if you knew you were going to have to go in and clear a house from, you know, potentially dangerous occupants, you would want to know the layout of it as much as possible. You'd want to gather as much intelligence as possible. Know the rules of the match at the nth detail before you go into it. Second, when you go in, don't go in with the mindset of how will I finish. Go in with a mindset of task instead of goal. The history of it is people who focus on the goal neglect the tasks necessary to achieve it. The people who focus on task tend to build the thing they're trying to build brick by brick, and it accomplishes itself. Finally, be focusing on your basics. Once you know this target has to be shot, front sight, smooth roll on the trigger. The other things like, you know, firm grip, strong stance, those are things that you will have built prior in the practice element, the training element, prior to this skill test element. Above all, safety. We've always got to remember, I don't want to say this in front of Nancy Pelosi, but the fact is we're playing games of death. We're running lethal weapons. In a match with those 1,100 entries at the Glock shoot, I haven't figured up yet how many tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of shots were fired in those 3 days, every one of which, had it happened on the street and been done incompetently, could have killed an innocent human being. When Rachel does her class in a couple of weeks, if she's got 10 students each firing 500 rounds, there are going to be 5,000 rounds fired, every one of which could have wiped out a village of 5,000 people. Above all, we have to focus on safety. All of us who keep and carry guns for self-defense know that the day may come we need to pull that trigger to save our lives, our spouses' lives, our children's lives. We also have to remember that when we get up in the morning and put it on, when we go to bed and take it off and put it where we can reach it, that we may be distracted, we may be exhausted, and we've got to remember we're dealing with an instrument that deals death. When you look at the millions and millions and millions of rounds fired in sports shooting and firearms training in America, and the relatively minuscule number of accidents, that tells me that Americans live up to their responsibilities. But all of us have to remember that any time we're holding a gun in our hands.
Mass, I want to underline that because there's this sort of perception that sports shooting is a bunch of intoxicated rednecks out by the river. I've seen people mess up a stage that they didn't intend. I've never seen somebody do something unsafe. Now, someone said, hey, you came too close here. You need to pay more attention. But we had a guy drop a gun. We had a guy drop a gun, and he was done for the day. So, but that's typically the nature of the mistakes I've seen. Is your experience the same?
It's very similar. What we found with gun people is they have picked up the gun because they understand there's a balance of responsibility that is on the other side of the balance of power. And the responsibility and the power always have to be in an exact and equal balance. Responsibility without the power to fulfill that responsibility, let's say responsible for someone's safety and suddenly have the active killer present, without the ability to stop him, the responsibility without the power becomes the very essence of futility.
Okay, we're coming up on flip of the hour.
At the same time, real quick, power without responsibility becomes tyranny.
Okay. Better than me. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holsters on the planet, is offering big savings with our new two-holster combo. Now you can buy two complete holsters for as little as $49.88. Choose from any available holster styles and colors for the guns of your choice. All of Alien Gear's quality products are made right here in the USA and include a 30-day trial, forever warranty, and free shell trades for life. Visit AlienGearHolsters.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.